Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You barely want to see the highlights again. They won in the standings. It looks fantastic.
This is the Buffalo Plus Podcast, brought to you by Connors and Ferris.
All right, welcome back to the Buffalo Plus Podcast, presented by Connors and Ferris, Mike Catalana, Dan Fates. I am Jenna Cottrell. We are in the Buffalo Plus Podcast studio, breaking down this Bills win over the Chargers. Please be sure to like, comment, and subscribe to the channel. All right, gentlemen, deep breath. The Bills, they won 24-22. But
never a doubt.
Mike. Survive in advance. First of all, survive in advance. The Bills just need to keep winning. But that was so stressful.
Incredibly stressful. Way more stressful than it needed to be. I say this, I use this phrase all the time. I don't know if you know, but I repeat things sometimes. They've heard it.
You just sail.
Hindsight win. And I mean, put it in the rearview mirror. Like, they got to learn some stuff from it, but you're never watching that game again. This is not an instant classic. No. You barely want to see the highlights again. They won. In the standings, it looks fantastic. Beyond that, outside of a few really good individual efforts by teams or by players, man, you just want to say they won. The best part about this win is that it puts them in the playoffs right now, and they got a lot still to work on.
This is what scared me about this game. When we were up there on Tuesday, this was a team that was riding high after a big win. We will not. I promise.
I promise.
We look at the camera. Which one do I got? Here we go. I promise. We will not talk about trap game versus letdown game. Whatever it was, this was a Bills team.
Let's just refer to it as Charger games. Yeah. Like,
whatever this was a team, and I tweeted about it, I think, midway through the second quarter. This was a team coming off an emotional win, having to travel out west on a short week. And let's be honest, too, the Bills dominated the ball so much in that Dallas game. I think it also takes a toll on you physically because they had the ball and they controlled time of possession. And you have a Chargers team that got embarrassed on national, you know, in the entire NFL. They were the laughingstock of the league. They got their coach fired and they came out and played fired up. I think that's what we saw. And it's, Jenny, you talked about it. I've been saying it's the NCAA tournament. Yeah. It is just survive in advance. Is the 16 seed can scare you, but if the one seed moves on to the final four, that's all that matters.
They won. That's all that matters. End of the day, you talk about it. And you mentioned some of the performances that we saw.
Yeah.
Let's start with the Josh Allen throw to Khalil Shakir
third down.
Yeah.
They came with pressure.
Yep.
He is running. He's on his back foot.
He's on no feet when he throws the ball.
And he gets it to Shakir. I mean, it's one thing, you know, to make plays at different times. That is the play of the game.
Play of the game.
No question. And I know Shakir was open, but I'm talking about there's very few people that have ever played this game that can make that throw. Very few.
Agreed.
It's a handful of guys.
Josh Allen was made in the lab sometimes.
I mean,
it's
you've got
unbelievable.
A John Elway type with an arm, or maybe Mahomes because he makes some plays. Maybe a few of these guys.
Yeah.
It's so limited. And to do that, he got the ball there. It ends up being a good thing.
Great thing.
That Shakir was down because they ended up being able to use the clock. But for your quarterback to make that play, this was not some spectacular Josh Allen game.
No.
But he had big moments, and that one was as big as it was as big as any play for the entire game.
It's not just converting in that spot. It's also being under pressure, being under all of those things. That's the play of the game.
Yeah.
He made, and like I said, I thought early on, we all talked about it, was just off.
Yeah.
He missed a couple throws short. He skipped one to Diggs short. He missed one to Diggs on that final drive that we all kind of said, like, what was that?
Yeah.
Like, but when push comes to shove, and to make that play, I think that's what impressed me the most. You talk about the arm strength of being able to do it. It's also the little bit of that. We talk about that Josh Allen is a carnival ride operated by a drunk carny. To have the stones, and I know Shakir's open. But still, to have the balls to make that throw and to get it there,
yeah,
I think is why you never want to turn Josh Allen into anything but Josh Allen. Just let him be. That's the epitome of it.
I think for me watching this game, he did seem unsettled early on. And I don't know if it was the travel and the emotional week and, you know, the fact that it was another game, another must win for this team, the pressure on. And obviously they got off to a slower start in this one. But to see the way, I mean, we're all watching the game together, which is an experience we don't normally have. But when we're all watching the game, you're like, the Bills need a play here. And to see Josh Allen be able to step up in that moment. And I feel like you never want to take it for granted. But in that, going into that, I was like, it's Allen. He's going to figure it out. And not many teams, NFL teams, have a quarterback like that, that you say, hey, I know that Allen usually is going to be able to step up in that huge moment and make a big play. And credit to him in terms of the throw and then Khalil Shakir as well. I mean, he was wide open as well, but the game was hinging on that play, and for the Bills to be able to pull it off again, not pretty at all.
No,
but it didn't matter.
No, it didn't matter. And like we said, it's not just the play itself, which is Allen falling back, throwing the ball. But if you just looked at it without any context, you'd say, wow, that's an athletic play. It's third down on the drive to win the game. You have to make that play.
It's not only that, I looked at it. By the time he let the ball go, he was on like the 41-yard line. Like, say he gets sacked.
Yeah.
You can't turn the ball over in that spot, but say you turtle, which is like, hey, Josh, like, don't try and make something out of nothing. And then say he takes a sack. Now you're almost out of field goal range. So, like, I know an incompletion would have put the ball back, you know, to the 26 or whatever it was, because it was third and four. But it's a 28-yard throw that he made while he's in midair.
Yeah.
It's like a Derek Jeter throw in the hole. Like to backhand the ball and to make that throw. Again, it's only 28 yards, but to have three Charger defenders in your face, to be running backwards, it's just an absurd play. And again, I think that's the only thing I want to take away from this game, because for a lot of it, it was just weird. The turnovers we'll get to, the defense, all these things.
Yikes. Yeah. Ew.
It's a Derek Jeter throw. If three guys were also in his face while he was trying to throw it.
McDermott.
Yeah.
And clock management. And this is something I feel like we haven't really talked about in terms of a positive sense. But I thought at the end of the game, McDermott did a good job with about 5 minutes left, dictating the clock, setting what the Bills will do. And I thought it went well for the team.
You know, Deion Dawkins referred to him as dad last week.
I love that.
Dad's learned a little bit. Dads can learn.
Yeah.
Dads can learn and improve. You would have liked to have all this happened in Kansas City a few years ago, but there were circumstances in this one.
Yeah.
I thought, correct me if I'm wrong and somebody will, I thought point to point what they did from that moment on, the way they handled the clock, what they did on the kickoff, everything was done the way you would to minimize the risk.
Yeah.
Move the clock. Force them in a position where you're 30 seconds left when you're kicking off. Then they kick off to the 15, high in the air. Now, did take it to the 30, and that may be a little more dangerous if the team needs a field goal and it's Patrick Mahomes.
Squibbed it and ran 4 seconds off.
That Easton stick, but they did that, and then Ed made the play, and then it was basically over.
Good for Ed.
Yeah.
I remember when the Bills signed that, when he had that contract this past offseason, I was like, it's a lot of money. I don't know. And Ed has proved me and a lot of other people very
He's been
wrong.
Better this year than he's been. But back to the clock. You were looking at, did you have any issue with anything he was doing?
No, that's why I said, he squibbed it. We were sitting there talking about, once the Khalil Shakir play got overturned, we were all like, this is actually better for the Bills.
Right.
Because they're going to be able to milk more time off the
clock.
Oh,
yeah.
And I also respected the fact that they kicked the field goal, because you're going, they're going to have like 40 seconds left. And again, Dicker is a great kicker.
Yeah.
Like he was obviously the best player offensively for the Chargers today. But the fact of being able to milk the clock down to about 31 seconds, field goal goes through, and then to kick off and to squib it took 4 more seconds off the clock.
Yeah.
Like you can't do much more. And the final play, and we will get to Collinsworth in a little bit. I thought the Bills' coverage on that play was phenomenal. I thought McDermott, I know people have been upset at times when McDermott calls those timeouts and they're like, what are they doing? He wants to talk to his guys. And all he was telling them was, You can't flag. Like, you can't hold somebody. Like, you cannot draw a penalty.
He's That's telling him that, and he's also saying, stay in your lane.
Stay in your lane.
It's like a kickoff.
It really is.
And, you know, people know home run throwback. The issue there was everybody pursued on one side. They maintained. We're going to spend a little bit of time ripping Collinsworth because he deserves it from this game. But even in that, I mean, I get it. You got an audience you're trying to say. He's talking about everybody being on one side. The Bills had defenders all over the field.
Yeah, it's just
annoying. And when he was talking about it, they were still 80 yards from the end zone. Yeah, they would have had to been an incredible fortunate play for that to ever happen. I thought you did it. I thought the timeout was the smart play and got everybody ready.
Yeah.
Even though they were that close to having it just end before that play.
There
was 1 second left.
But again, the defense wasn't perfect. I just had the feeling that a team off an embarrassing loss like the Chargers did would have some kind of bounce back. And they did. The opening drive, they go 90 yards and you're kind of sitting there and only allowed a field goal, but you're kind of sitting there going like, the hell it's Easton stick.
I've never seen a Giff Smith team not play hard.
That's it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
His team played hard. But another terrible James Cook fumble. We'll get to that. But to hold them to a field goal and to then kind of reset and to have Josh in that offense go on a drive like they did, eat up about 4 minutes of clock.
Yep.
Phenomenal. I thought that was a big testament to Joe Brady and to Josh Allen. Again, we talked about the play, but I thought everything after the James Cook fumble was handled phenomenally by the coaches and executed to about as well as you could, which has been the knock as they have failed to execute at times. They won another one score game and they got out of LA with the win. And that's all that matters.
And you made a good point because Dicker made that field goal. I feel like that guy could hit one from 70.
Yeah.
He is very good.
And in that sort of controlled environment, you really had to be, you had to keep them. If they got to the 45.
Yeah, 45. They're going
to Bills. He's kicking it. And what were you thinking was happening? Yeah. The guy is a tremendous kicker. So
he survived. Survive and advance.
Yep.
You mentioned the James Cook fumbles. That to me is something that we saw the great game against the Cowboys last week. People talking about him being, you know, an emerging star. And I think he can be that for the Bills, but the fact that he had the fumble, the fumbles are just so detrimental to what you were trying to do. The Bills -3 in the turnovers in terms of today. That is very hard formula to win games. The Bills finding a way to do it, but it was brutal.
Yeah. I thought it was a little bit, we were talking about as we're watching the game. Also had Thai food for the first time. Very good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love Thai food.
We had a little Thai food and watched the game.
Yeah. Red curry, drunken noodles.
Yeah, it was good.
Pad see you. It was good.
But I thought we sat there and I said, like, hey, all this, like, James Cook is like the next star running back. I thought was a little bit preemptive after one game. And we thought of him and we kind of talked about it as, okay, he's an emerging running back. Like, oh, he's making the step. But a lot of people were like, yeah, he's second in the league in rushing. I get all that, but he's still, I still don't think he's the guy you still base your game plan around. I think he's a guy that all of a sudden you have to obviously pay attention to, but I still don't think this team is a full-on ground and pound. James Cook is the guy.
I think we all get wrapped up in the moment. We can all be prisoners of the moment. Some might say never, Daniel.
Never.
But I get when we saw that, especially since we haven't seen the Bills win that way against another team in terms of the Cowboys, like them being able to run things out, James Cook having such a great game, career game for him. And then this week you see, it's still Josh Allen. It's not like any of that is changing, but I see what you're saying because a lot of people had the expectation of, okay, how can he build off of this? And it's like, I think he can, but at the same moment, like people know in the league that he can fumble.
Well, I don't want to sit here and say that James Cook had a bad game today. The fumble hurt, but he still ran the ball for 70 yards. Like that's, I think you'll take that every day of the week. I'm just not sitting here expecting him to be Christian McCaffrey-esque and all of a sudden become the go-to guy when the Bills need to play. That's not where I have him.
It's Josh Allen. Anyone say that?
It seemed like it was a lot of the Bills have found their go-to running back that they can go to all the time.
Well, they did go to him a substantial amount of times in this game. Now, a couple of things. Number one, McDermott kept him out there.
He did.
And, he fumbled on his first snap in that stadium.
Correct. Maybe it's just that stadium kind of thing.
Fumbled other times. Fumbled in Orchard Park. But he fumbled. Another one got recovered. And then he gave that one away. And you started to ask me about it. And I'm going to bring it up again. I say this because Fred Jackson would tell us that, man, you don't want to be the guy. They'll go in the visiting locker room and they got your number on there. And this guy will give up the ball. And they will. That's James Cook is that guy now. And you saw the way the Chargers played him. Like, they are going for the football. Sure, they do that with a lot of guys. They know the guys that'll put it on the carpet. And he's becoming that guy. You don't have to do it 20 times. You just do it. They're all watching. Like, they were saying, like, any guy playing a game is sitting in a hotel. They're all watching the game. Like, what are they doing? They're watching the game, and they're thinking, New England's going to do it next week. Yep. Miami's going to do it the last week. And whoever they play in the playoffs is going to do it. So he's got to be better with that. And by the way, before we rip Collinsworth, they got the halftime show or whatever that, you know, in there with, you know, Sims and
Golf Queen.
Yeah. Okay. Jason Garrett, I feel sorry for you Cowboys fans. You had that clown as your head coach. He's standing there going, where's James Cook? At that moment, Josh Allen had thrown 16 passes and James Cook had run the ball 14 times.
Yeah.
Okay. They didn't have the ball very much in this game. Limited amount of times. And then right away, and right after that, because
he fumbles it,
Jason Garrett wants you to do it. Coach. That's why he fumbled. Hey. Yeah, call me coach.
Coach.
Yeah, I call you
How
coach.
How dare you?
God, I wish he was still coaching the Cowboys. Clown. Anyhow, I just had to put, I'm looking at that.
He goes, anyhow.
I mean,
anyhow.
Seriously, I could rip that whole broadcast. You got Collinsworth on there and his kid. Like, right? I mean, it's just, they're just all over the place. He was on the game before.
Collinsworth was awful.
And he's usually, I'm like, okay, give him the benefit of the doubt. But it's just so
he mailed
bad.
This one in, Dan.
But it was also, too, just so blatant. But then some of the things he was saying, I was like, that doesn't even make sense.
No.
He said a couple of things, and I get it. Like, this isn't trying to be, like, commentator from the couch. Like, this is, like, one of those things. But the fact of the matter is
all
that,
pro.
Like, yeah, like, because I get it. You have to deliver information in a short time. It is a very tough job.
It is a very challenging
okay
job.
But one of the times he talks about that, he goes, this is why you have Latavius Murray out there in blitz pickup, and it's like, oh,
well,
he plays
for the Bills.
He's like, I mean, Isaiah Spiller, and it's like, what? And then he's just criticizing left and right, and again is only focused on one game, and is like, oh, you know, Diggs has been the go-to guy. It's like, yeah, kind of, like, understanding the grand scheme of things, I thought Collinsworth was very disconnected.
Yeah,
from what
he's not normally that. Normally, he has been very prepared and knows the teams. I know it's around the holidays and whatever, but come on. I don't know how much longer he's doing it. I always have felt like he was kind of annoying, but he knew his stuff, even if you might disagree with him. Not tonight. He was disconnected. And his thoughts on the clock, yeah, it ended up that way. He was like, oh, Cook went out of bounds, and that's...
yeah.
The Bills might have needed the ball back.
Yep.
They might have missed a 50-yard field goal. Like, at that moment, you don't know if the clock is in your benefit or against you.
We didn't know what they needed.
Right.
Because you thought maybe there was a chance that they could go and kick a field goal, and you may need 30 seconds instead of 20 seconds.
Yeah.
So how do you know what you are? It was just, he was very confusing.
He just annoyed me. And by the way, and then, if you're a Bills fan and it's not going well, him and his, you know, giggling way, and, you know, oh, please, just annoyed me.
I did
Everybody
think it was
me.
Funny too. They're like, it's a commercial free fourth quarter, and then they're like, let's send it to the Hyundai sponsored
get more Jason Garrett takes.
Yeah, let's go into the Hyundai. It was like, it was just so many sponsors, and it's just,
they don't have Connors and Ferris like we do.
That's right.
Yeah.
Chris Sims with a rough haircut. We'll leave it at that.
Yeah, seriously, Sims. Yeah.
Yeah.
He loves Josh Allen. So.
He does.
Yeah, he does.
Met him at the combine. We talked to him at the combine.
Nice guy. Loves him some Josh Allen.
Collinsworth was annoying, though.
I don't know. Maybe it's just because the game itself was annoying.
That's fair.
But he was especially annoying.
Yeah, I think that was part of it where he was like, look at this team hanging around. And he was like, shut up. It was just a little bit of that, like, look at this Chargers to Easton Stick. Have yourself a game.
It's like
you get it.
Your uncle at the Christmas going,
yeah,
your team's not very good.
Oh, it's true.
God. Here's this guy.
Let's talk Gabe Davis. Had a nice game. 130 yards, one touchdown. He showed up. He played today.
Like the cable bill. Shows up once a month. Now, that's mean. I shouldn't say that. But he
He hasn't been doing anything.
No.
But today in this
they
game.
They needed him. Oh, they needed him.
You said Josh looked like not
unsettled.
Right. Unsettled. And then he made a little, you know, move.
Oh, sorry. ESPN's auto-playing an ad.
Hey, old lady, do you know how to use your computer?
You always do this.
Well, hold on. Do I not get enough? If my phone went off.
You're actually old.
If my phone went off during that, what would you have said?
I definitely. It's different. ESPN just has the auto ads that play, which
awful website.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's bad.
By the way, you could just turn the volume down.
I just did.
Well, before we went on. Anyhow.
What are we talking about?
Gabe Davis.
Yeah.
And
he remembered, folks.
That play, Josh scrambled and hit him in stride. Gabe took the guy to the end zone. Fantastic play.
That was a perfect definition of a scramble drill.
Yeah.
Gabe had actually run like a little curl route. And then as soon as he saw Josh escape, he went. And that was a perfect chance of... If you're on the far side of the field, you're supposed to come to the quarterback to help him. And that was a case where Gabe's on the same side as him and it's just go.
Yeah.
And that was the play that really sparked the Bills. They were pretty much lackadaisical, sloppy at that point. And that is a classic Josh. And also, Gabe's had trouble catching the ball, I think a little bit. Great fingertip, hand-eye coordination catch, massive touchdown when the team needed it.
And I think that also helped kind of settle the entire team.
I agree.
Like we talked about it. It was a spark. It helped kind of even things out because you're like, all right, they got points on the board. It's a closer game. And they saw the success. And Gabe Davis is a guy who obviously in these last couple of weeks hasn't been someone that's been super productive.
You mean by not catching a ball?
I mean, yeah. He's a great blocker.
There's the hottest take Jenna likes to deliver. He hasn't been super productive. He hasn't had a catch in 3 out of 4 games coming into today.
The Bills love him, though. They love him.
I think it's down to, it's not love anymore.
Oh, you love. They're stuck.
They love him today.
Love him today, and they love him because they have to
love him. That's fair. I mean, I think there is definitely that as well. They're pumping. Hey, you got this. We're behind you 100%. And it's like, well, when it hits free agency, will that be the case?
Oh, I have so many inappropriate things I could say, right?
I know there are so many analogies that I was like thinking about right there. And I was like, we're gonna eat all of them.
I was gonna say, I don't know them. So I'm just gonna let that.
Mike's writing them down for like, so we can deliver this after the pod.
But yeah, they did need him today. Oh, that's funny. They needed Gabe Davis in this one.
Huge. What is it? The dysfunctional boyfriend or girlfriend, and all of a sudden they have a big game. You're like, he's back.
Yeah.
Like, this is great.
Oh, I lived my life in that so for a while.
Right? You're like, oh, he can change.
He can change.
He can be the guy.
He can do the laundry.
And that was a massive part of what this offense needed in that moment because nothing was going right, and Gabe was the guy. This is the teaser of Gabe, of knowing what he can do.
My thing, it's just either boom or bust. Like, that's the biggest issue. I feel
you
like
you don't want your number two wide receiver to be boom or bust.
I completely agree.
I'm going to say. A lot of players could succeed with Josh Allen as a quarterback.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
With Stefon Diggs on the other side. And the fact that he doesn't do it enough is frustrating. But there is a point, and this point is the end of this season because the contract is up, mm-hmm. that they have to say, not only would you have to pay him, you're going to pay him more. That's the way the league works. And I think this was great for this game, and maybe he'll have another game, and maybe he'll do it in the playoffs, and then maybe they would have a different conversation. But Jenna, it's Josh freaking Allen as your quarterback. You got to make plays, and it doesn't happen enough. And you see it can happen. It did today. Great for Gabe.
Yeah. And Stefon Diggs, looking at the stat sheet, only 5 catches for 29 yards. But Mike, some of those catches, those were huge third down catches.
Yeah.
Some really like short catches in terms of the actual like distance yards, but huge plays in terms of what the Bills needed.
I think they're going to need more. I mean, Diggs has got to be Diggs. And this is 2 years in a row, Dan, where the second half of the year,
you're right,
it's not happening, but he was more of the secondary guy making the key plays. This is more like a Shakir making a few plays. They were huge. That catch was incredible.
Yeah.
With coverage. It just couldn't free him up. Like he so badly needs, the catch and run 48 yarder or just get past the defense. I would have loved to have seen it this week. It just didn't happen. I'm going to say, I'm glad he hung in there tough. He took a shot early in the game. His neck, I think it seemed to bother him.
First play.
But they're going to need him to get back to something to help them in the playoffs.
What I liked out of him was that no matter what, they don't go away from him.
Yeah.
No matter what, in big spots.
Makes sense, though.
No, I know, but I'm just glad that without the numbers that he's had the last five or six games, they still depend on him. Under Joe Brady, his targets have been 8, 11, 11, 5, and then whatever he had tonight, which is probably 6 or 7 targets again. He still is the guy dependable. He had the catch on third down where he caught the ball while the guy's all over him. And then he had the one on the sidelines. That was massive.
Yeah.
And Josh talked about that after the post game right afterwards. And they said, like, yeah, Gabe's sitting next to me. Gabe gets the game ball too. But like, Steph had a couple of massive catches that when he needs a play, there's nobody that he trusts more. So I'm still okay with the fact of, I'd like to see more production, but the fact of the matter is when push comes to shove, I still want the ball to go into 14.
Yeah, he did. He did what they needed him to. They want more. They'll need more. But again, he came through in the clutch.
Mike, you wrote small numbers, big plays. I think that's exactly it.
Yeah, the numbers, like you said, you look, if again, the box score scouters are going to say Diggs didn't do it. Yeah. But
5 for 30-something?
Yeah. 28. And you could tell, like, they went to him right away on the first play. I know it was a screen, but they wanted to get him a catch, get him going. And he, in a play was a little, I don't love those screens. Play was a little disjointed. He took a shot.
Yeah.
And then
that was a little scary, too.
Yeah. Well, you could see he was, like, holding to his neck. But again, he came through. And Shakir, obviously, we talked about the play that he made. And he had a play early. He's got good awareness. Like, I like the clock running down. I would have liked to have a touchdown too. I know not that early.
Yeah.
Force them to have to score a touchdown because now you're defending the whole length of the field. I'm not saying you wanted to give the clock back up, but if they would have had more timeouts, that would have been you would have said, shoot, we want the touchdown and then defend it. And well,
the second down play got blown up.
Yeah.
I think that I wouldn't have been surprised to see Brady take a chance a 3rd and 2 when you would have given Josh a bootleg option where, hey, you can run for it if you want to, or you're going to have a cross.
If a guy's
open.
So it's just really dangerous there because you want that. You know that clock is going to run.
But Brady talked about it last week of like, I'm trying to go for a touchdown.
Yes. But in this case,
I know, I'm just saying
it's the result. It's got to be.
Oh, not last week. It was
the week before.
Before. Yeah. Sorry.
In the cases, it's incomplete, it buys that team 40 seconds.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Yes.
Yeah. Scared money don't make money, though.
Well,
how are your bets?
Not good.
Oh, sorry. You had the one, though.
Yeah, I had the Steelers. Nailed the Steelers. And a bunch of people were saying, oh, the Bills lay the points. It's fine. My videos.
Bets are not good, but he's gonna embrace this.
He's going to leave.
Yeah. I didn't bet the Bills. I bet 6 props, and none of them hit. So,
yeah.
You have a sticker on your sweater. Is that from?
That's from Shane.
Oh, okay.
So Fancy Nancy.
Next year we should wear ugly sweaters.
Yeah, I did.
Is that what we were doing?
Yeah, next year we'll do it.
Wait, who had ugly sweaters? This is just my
Dan takes that out of his backpack. I was like, the f- is that? What?
Somebody's in the holiday spirit.
Yeah, that's literally what you said. I was like, I'm sorry, I don't have a shark on my sweater.
And I went with the brand. Jenna went. She's sponsored by Nike, so she went with the Nike brand.
Hey. And Dan's sponsored by Sharknado. That really is absurd. Where'd you buy that?
I think it's Renee's. I wear Renee's snow pants to Bills games, and I have her ugly sweater.
Yeah. Okay. What was that? Penalties.
Oh.
Well, one drive.
One drive.
Yeah.
And that one. Look, I'm sorry, folks. Spencer Brown tripped. Like he did.
Yeah, it's a bad call.
And he swung that leg around.
It's a bad play.
It's a bad play.
I thought I thought both the calls against Mitch. I think the one was not Mitch.
Yeah.
And then the second one, you know the deal. You can hold inside. As soon as the guy moves to the side and is moving laterally, you got to let him go. I thought they could have let that one go a little bit. Yeah. And then they get backed up. Did not love the timeout there.
Yeah.
But I thought McDermott is worried because he got... And again, I look at this and I go, you put DeMar out there as the protector.
Oh, guy.
Well, you know, you don't have to in that spot, right? I mean, your number one protector is playing a lot of snaps. But in that moment, I think I would still have him back there.
In wrap?
Yeah. Okay, so you got DeMar back there, which ended up not being an issue. By the way, shout out a little bit to Sam Martin.
Have a day.
He had a game.
Where's that been?
Sometimes I wonder. Need him to.
Well, sometimes I wonder if a guy is fully healthy because the way he was kicking, because the guy had been really good. And then lately he's been like, what's going on? He boomed the ball. So, but in total penalties, special teams were awful.
Yeah.
Penalties. Bad. DeAndre Hardy.
Hey, I want to give one shout out.
Yeah.
Reed was great.
Reed was great.
Yes.
Leading from the front.
Yes.
Reed snapped the ball.
And that was the only thing. I wonder if the only thing about that McDermott timeout was a little bit of things are going sideways really bad.
Let's take a pause.
It's almost like the coach taking the 15-second timeout in basketball to be like, hey, we've had three penalties. We're going backwards. We can't. Nothing is seeming good.
And then they got a penalty on the next play.
Right. No, but the Chargers are all of a sudden showing pressure. Like, I don't know what's going on. I didn't hate it.
Yeah. And by the way, last week, if you saw, the Cowboys got pressure. They took the penalty on one. They got pressure, big pressure on two of the punts. But in this case, it's funny. They use the timeout and they stop. And then on the next play, they get another penalty. So it was 4th and 32.
Yeah. From their something three. Like that.
He boomed the ball.
Money snap.
They got a return. But I got to tell you something. I'm sorry. It is Saran Neal with penalties. It's Baylen Specter. These are all the guys who we hear. They're there for teams.
Yeah.
Too many penalties from the key guys. And I'm sorry, Hardy, you're out there for one job.
Yeah.
And you give the ball up.
You've lost your kickoff duties to Leonard Fournette, who had never returned a kickoff.
Yeah.
And then you fumbled the one opportunity that you get.
Can't do it.
Bills are lucky that they had three turnovers, two bad fumbles in their own territory, and a Josh Allen interception that should have been a 75-yard touchdown to Stephon Diggs. It was a bad throw by Josh.
Defensive play, too.
But, I know, but you lose the turnover battle 3-0.
Yeah.
And you still come out
hard to win.
Yeah.
So I want to just say one thing, like, oh, the defense didn't look great. Maybe, and like, I think the Chargers played better offensively coming off of that beat down and embarrassment by the Raiders, but 16 out of those 22 points came off turnovers.
Oh yeah.
So like pump the brakes about like, oh, this defense, you know, was crumbling. Like what concerns me more than the points, no pressure, none in that game. They couldn't get any pressure, whether it was with four or even blitzing. Ed Oliver made a play at the end of the game, but for the most part, they were not able to get any pressure.
Well, Puna got a sack.
He's got more than Von.
And then Von Miller was, I said, he might as well just drop into coverage. And I think he actually did once. Does nothing. He's doing nothing for them. He's taking those wide rushes again. Great call. Got the Rasul Douglas sack during the game. Yeah. Taron Johnson got us. Did he get a sack on that one play? I'm trying to think who got the sacks on those plays. No, McDermott brought pressure and it usually worked when they brought pressure.
But he had to bring pressure because the front four they wasn't getting anything.
Yeah.
Like he had all day to throw.
Yeah.
That was a concern.
Terrell Bernard.
Yes, Bernard got it. So they brought him. I mean, that's where they were getting it, and it worked. Look.
They had to get creative, though. I give McDermott credit for like, all right, we're going to figure this out because
they did.
We need to send pressure.
Is that what my DMs say?
Well, 2 weeks in a row, again, you know, McDermott last week, I said he had a great day. This one, go ahead. Tell me the team wasn't ready to play. Okay. I mean, it's a little simplistic to just pin that all on the head coach. You can say that, but it's individual guys too, right? I mean,
Agreed,
dumb penalties, you fumble, the Benford got that penalty. Little ticky-tack on the hold would have been an interception.
Yeah.
Changes early, but he did. He grabbed. Like, those are the kind of things, technique-wise, I think the kid's been really good, but, you know, he got called for that. Those are all the things that turn things around early. But I was going to say, McDermott's defense, the calls on defense in the short fields, and his clock management, again, nothing crazy, but very well executed.
I agree.
And they performed at the end.
And it was the difference.
And look, the reason we're looking at it this way is because it was Easton Stick and it was these other guys, backup players.
Yeah.
But I tell you all the time, I got fooled a little bit only because I thought, okay, this team is in the spot they are, the Bills. I thought the Bills would jump out on them early.
That's what I thought.
Once you let them stay in the game right away,
hope.
They're having a ball.
Confidence and hope are a hell of a drug.
Yeah. And they were talking about, look, again, I'm going to stick Collinsworth again. He's talking about Giff Smith. He's like, the pressure's not getting to him. What pressure? You're coaching the Chargers and they're out of it. He's never going to be their head coach.
Giff Smith with a cowardly field goal on the opening drive.
Yeah.
You're the interim go head for coach. It. You have nothing to play for. And you think field goals are going to beat you? They didn't. I just looked at the box score. I'm sitting there. They go, they got 9 points in the fourth quarter. And I went, how'd they do that? Dicker. Like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
It's his name.
I'm trying so hard. I will say, we talked a little bit about special teams, but I just want to go back to that really quick, because that is the difference between a good team and a great team. And I feel like when you see in the playoffs, when things go awry, we don't always love talking about special teams. It's not the most glamorous part of football.
Just don't screw up.
That's the thing.
just don't do the dumb stuff. Dumb stuff. The penalties, the holds. I mean, they had it in the... what game was it? Was it a Philly game? Where you get a face mask running down. Yeah. It's going to be a fair catch on a punt. Like, dumb stuff they've done. I think special teams are a problem. They've been a problem. I just don't like all the penalties. And then you add in the fumble. So.
That to me is the thorn in the side. And that's where I get concerned, is because that could be something that
could be one play.
Exactly. Yep. Yep. And again, we talk about three turnovers, how detrimental that could be, and makes it so much harder on you to win in bigger moments and tighter situations. It makes it that much more of an egregious thing. All right. But still, Bills won.
And they got the Steelers win.
And the Steelers won.
Which helped. Which I did
helped
call.
A lot.
It's one of my few bets I won.
Has he mentioned that? Did he call them?
I don't know. Did you mention that you, how are your other bets?
0-6.
0-6?
Yeah, Bills props. Not great.
Wow.
Diggs catches, Diggs over, receiving yards.
Man, you wanted that long one to Diggs. That would have been big.
Don Kincaid over 3.5 catches.
Did he have a catch?
He had two. And a...
One went off his hands.
Yeah, one throws was high from Josh. And then I had James Cook over 23 receiving yards. He didn't have a single catch.
Yeah.
It's the first game under Joe Brady that he hasn't had a single catch in the passing game.
Who?
James Cook.
Oh, sorry. I wasn't listening to you. No, I was looking at Dalton Kincaid had... No!
It was just like a dunk on.
No, I'm sorry. I wasn't listening because Dalton Kincaid had one catch. Dawson Knox.
Were you turning down the volume on your computer then?
I muted, which I would love to do. Oh my gosh. We're watching the game, all of us. Mike, we all have Twitter open. Obviously, that's a big part.
I wasn't on Twitter.
X, which is,
I wasn't on Twitter.
Where were you?
Okay.
I was on the NFL site that does the play-by-play of the game.
Okay.
That's even worse.
That's even lamer.
Listen.
Yeah, 100%.
I want to know about these sickos that can watch a game that's recorded and not want to know what happened. Like a whole game. I need to know. I only have this much time left.
I need to know. Don't say that. I need to know so I can talk about it at length.
Oh, sometimes I was like, don't worry. This is a good play.
You want to know something crazy?
Yeah.
My dad and I, quick aside, we'd always watch two baseball games a night. So we'd watch the Cardinals and the Braves. We had that type of family. We'd watch the Braves game live. We would record the Cardinals game
and watch it back.
And we'd watch it back on
baseball games in one night. Jeff.
Would fast forward in between pitches and in between everything. My dad will fast forward and he'll like hit the play button right as the pitch is about to come. And then it goes, you know, like the DVR.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It goes back like a few seconds and then it'll be like a foul ball. And then he'll fast forward and then he'll, it's insane to watch a baseball game with him.
To watch two games.
I was out on that.
And he would put up a little piece of cardboard that would block the lower third because of like the ticker. That was my dad.
So good.
That was my dad.
That is so good.
He'd be like, "Oh,
In my case, I like to
know."
That
makes sense. Like father, like son. You don't want to know.
When you're streaming a game, it's like, oh my God, it's so far behind.
Was bad.
It was really bad.
It was bad.
Yeah.
I would say in many cases, it was two full plays behind.
I'm not going to say that there's a delay, but that was absurd.
Well, I was doing this to help enhance the broadcast for you too.
Oh my God.
Are you watch Dan? Watch this. Watch this.
You guys watch this. You see this? Wait, hey, hey, watch
hold on
this.
1 second.
I'm trying to teach these two.
There's the thumbnail for this video. Oh,
no, that's so that is nightmare fuel. Yeah. No one wants to see that.
Oh, speaking of nightmare fuel, the graphic graphics. Of McDermott. If I was him, I'd be going to the network going, seriously?
Yeah.
You made me look like Goofy Santa, whatever that thing was.
Oh, so
and then
bad.
Josh was Jeff Skinner.
Yeah, he looked like Jeff Skinner.
Unbelievable.
All right.
Okay. Yeah. Anything else?
No, other
right
than
right now it's 12:31 in the morning. So
other than I would say this. Again, there's a lot to worry about, but it was a good day for the Bills.
Agreed.
Didn't feel like it. You're gonna wake up tomorrow, whenever you're watching this in the morning. They won. You're gonna be watching games, but the odds went way up for them.
Yeah, 75%, I think. Now
I'm gonna say if they win next week, those numbers are gonna go again. It may depend on who else wins.
Yeah.
It's a weird combination of games. Like a game next week, you might be rooting for the Bengals to beat the Chiefs.
I could see
I'm
that,
thinking
though.
Thinking a step ahead. The division, be ahead of the Chiefs.
Nostradamuses. Nostradamuses. Do you think that...
His name is Dan, not Sam.
It's the same to me. Do you think that the Dolphins lose? And
yes.
One of the two. Agreed. That's a tough you think it's pair
either,
of games.
I agree. Yeah. You think it's either Cowboys or Ravens? I'd rather have them.
I think it's Cowboys. I think they lose this week.
You think?
I don't. But this game, it's really a fascinating game. And maybe you're watching this. You've already seen the game. We don't know when you're watching it.
Yeah.
I think both teams have a ton of talent. Mm-hmm. Both teams have looked great at times. And
loser
they fail.
Loser leaves town.
Well, I mean, it's.
Fraud bowl.
Yeah, but I mean. Both of these teams are going to play a prominent role, it seems like, in the playoffs. Whatever they do, you know?
This is one of those immovable objects meets the...
Go ahead. I want to see you.
No, yeah.
Unstoppable object meets the immovable force?
Yeah.
Yes.
You're close.
It's the remix.
Yeah.
But it's because the Dolphins haven't beaten... Yeah, the Dolphins haven't beaten a team with a winning record since week 3 of last year. And this is also the... Cowboys have looked awful on the road.
On the road, yeah.
So one of those things has got to give. I think the Cowboys' defensive line dominates the Dolphins.
Dolphins, but Cowboys have some offensive line issues too this week. So we'll see what happens, but it's that game. And I would tell you this. I would say this. At Miami and against Baltimore, home with Dallas and at Baltimore, I don't know how many NFL teams I would say go win both of those games.
I agree. Yeah.
That's a tough stretch for Miami. So if the Bills, and we don't know, can take care of business against New England next week, then they would be playing for the division title. And I think that's
happening.
Wouldn't
that be something? Yeah. I agree. I think that because of the schedule and how tough it'll be for Miami. Bills fans, though, Cowboys fans on Sunday.
Yep.
I know I've talked about this a couple times, but appreciate everybody that put in orders for the Buffalo Plus store.
Yeah. How about that?
So cool.
30 plus orders.
Yeah.
Crashed our site.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
I don't know what I'm doing. Yeah. You could just clip that and use it forever.
But it was just really cool. You can't buy this shark sweater, but you can buy these tumblers.
Yeah. That would not be.
And this mug.
Yeah.
Look at that. This is popular. This one's popular. The hats are popular.
Got baggage tags now.
Baggage tags.
Did I say it weird?
Yeah, you did. Got baggage tags.
Dicker, dicker, dicker.
Hey, it's like 12:35 in the morning.
Can we wish everybody a Merry Christmas?
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
All of our
happy
loyal,
holidays.
Loyal yeah. viewers, especially
happy if you're,
if
happy
you're
New Year.
Still listening to
well,
this.
Here's what I think. Now, you tell me. You get up. It's Christmas Eve. You might have a bunch of stuff to do. You may watch a little bit. There's going to be a point. People in the family are going to annoy you and you need a little time away. Come with your Buffalo Plus family.
Just take a lap.
We'll entertain you.
Well, I was saying to my best bets, I said, if you want to give your family something, like a free subscription to the Buffalo Plus YouTube channel.
Look at that.
Like, this is it. You forgot something? Hey, check out this Buffalo Plus YouTube channel.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah.
You got three people that all really like each other, have a ton of fun.
Yeah. You can and get the merch too.
Get the merch.
Because free shipping on any order.
Janice thanks them.
Yeah. That's it. I am with the lack of sleep because I don't know what I'm doing. But yes, we did just update. I updated some of the designs on this store. Oh. So we got some good stuff.
The James Cook shirt. Who designed that one?
That was you.
That was me.
Yeah. It was a phenomenal shirt. Great shirt.
Now he's going to change it to him like dropping the band.
No.
Come on, James. Hold on to the
ball. How dare you?
Yeah.
Hey, and we, Dan, what do we, what else do we have? Bag ticks. Okay. Bag ticks. Okay. All right. For Dan.
One more time.
Bag ticks. We got bag tags.
Hey, this podcast is officially gone off the rails.
It's off the rails. All right. Thank you for joining us. For Mike and Dan, please be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. Oh, we also have magnets too. For like fridge magnets.
Magnets.
We got magnets. We got magnets, folks. But we do. So be sure to check out buffaloplusstore.com. Yeah, check it out. Free orders or free, not free orders, free shipping on any order. All right. Comment in your thoughts on this game. Like Mike and Dan talked about, we want to wish you all a happy holidays. Thank you so much for being a part of this very strange Buffalo Plus family. Yes. We do very much appreciate it. And please be sure to subscribe if you have not already. It really does help us out so much. So thank you for watching. For Mike and Dan, I'm Jenna. We'll catch you next time here on the Buffalo Plus podcast presented by Connors and Ferris. We got bag tags.